Well, from the health and medical file, did you know that stroke is something that will affect nearly 800,000 people in the U.S. This year, every year, 800,000. Now, we have come a long way in terms of treating the effects of stroke, but it really boils down to getting immediate medical attention. That is crucial. And with that in mind, the National Stroke Association, in partnership with Genentech, is promoting an awareness campaign called Time to Talk. And joining us this morning is Patrick Johnson. He is one of those 800,000 last year that were affected by this. He is a retired Air Force Reserve colonel who had a stroke and joins us on the line this morning, along with neurologist Dr. Aaron Talkid. Thanks to both of you for joining us, first of all. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I want to start with you, Patrick, because your story is particularly interesting. You're 58. You were 58 last year when you had your stroke, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this is, we think of this as being something that primarily is something you have to worry about as you're older. But 58, obviously, pretty young. So this is just an example of this can happen to virtually anybody.
Yeah, and not only 58, I'm a long-distance runner, vegetarian. I had just 3 days before passed the Air Force fitness test with a 93.
Wow.
So I'm a healthy, I still am healthy. But, I'm an unlikely candidate for
right.
stroke.
Yeah. And now, again, we talk about the importance of immediate medical attention. You are actually a nurse. Your wife and your son, also nurses, fortunately recognize the signs, and that really made the difference for you.
It did, yes. And I had noted the time. My wife asked me what time it was, and my speech was slurred. She turned on the light. Knew I had a stroke immediately. I couldn't move my left side, and my face had the classic droop, and she called 911. I would say that her call to 911 was in the first minute of my stroke.
And, Dr. Talkid, that is obviously the best-case scenario, but so often you see that people don't recognize those signs.
Yes, unfortunately. The lack of awareness of stroke signs and symptoms then leads to either a delay in them seeking medical treatment or really sometimes not even seeking medical treatment at all. And, of course, by that time it's really too late for us to treat anyone.
And hence the Time to Talk campaign. Tell us about this and the message that you want to get out there.
Well, the Time to Talk campaign is National Stroke Association's initiative to educate patients about stroke signs and symptoms and also to raise awareness that we have treatments. Those treatments are time-dependent. So as Patrick said, his wife called within the first minute. That's because we have to act fast. And the sooner we act, the less brain cells that die.
And now, obviously, as you mentioned, in Patrick's case, he was fortunate that there are medical professionals in the family who are trained and know the signs. But for the rest of us lay folks who are not that fortunate, how do we recognize the signs and symptoms, and what are they?
Well, the classic signs and symptoms are drooping of the lower half of the face, just one side. Weakness of one half of the body or the other, numbness usually on that same side as the weakness, clumsiness in one hand or one side of the body, sudden speech disturbance, sudden language inability to understand language, sudden loss of vision either in one eye or the same half of both eyes. And the best way to really remember that is by using the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. And so F stands for face. You just ask a person to smile and see if one side is drooping.
Mm-hmm.
A is for arms. You just have them hold their arms up. You can do this with the legs, obviously. And if one arm is weaker or drifts down more than the other, that's positive. And then S is for speech. You just ask them to say something or repeat something. And if they sound slurred or it's gibberish, that is positive. And then the T, of course, is for time. As soon as you recognize any one of those symptoms, look at your watch to find out what time the symptom began, and then call 911.
It is really that simple. And, again, Patrick, in your case, I know both of you encounter this, and people tend to dismiss some symptoms, not just of stroke, but of many medical conditions. And, obviously, this is one that you don't want to do, because in your case, Patrick, you're living proof that with prompt treatment, you, in most cases, you can recover from this. You are pretty much back to normal, healthy adult.
It's not uncommon for men, I suppose women also, to deny certain symptoms, whether that's chest pain or maybe a slurred speech mm-hmm. when you're not have any reason to have a slurred speech. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think I probably would have been at risk for denying symptoms, but there was no denying it, and my yeah. wife was able to see it immediately.
And, again, with that treatment, you recovery is possible in many, many cases. It's amazing how far we have come in terms of treating stroke and the recovery today versus where we were a decade or two ago.
Yeah, we've made a lot of advancements. We've increased our acute stroke treatment both in the ER, in the ICU, and especially in our rehab programs, to provide more long-term recovery with physical, occupational, and speech therapies, once somebody gets discharged or is in the rehab centers.
Yeah. It's like we always say, that the earlier you catch something, regardless, so we say this whenever we talk about medical issues, the earlier you catch something, the better off you're going to be, the better the outcome is going to be, and nowhere is that truer than when we're talking about stroke. Now, folks can get more information and learn more about the Time to Talk campaign and have this conversation with their family, with their loved ones, so everyone is aware of the signs. Where do we find that information online?
The best website to go is stroke.org/time to talk, and that's the National Stroke Association's website.
We will have that linked up at our webpage, so folks can check that out online. Again, Dr. Aaron Talkid and Patrick Johnson with us this morning for the Time to Talk campaign. Thank you both for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.